Director of the UWI Seismic Research Center, Dr. Yurasilo Joseph, says that major efforts are continuing to increase the monitoring capability at Lasso Freres Volcano.
In terms of the monitoring, we now have 7 stations transmitting to Trinidad. So the work that Mr. Lynch and Mr. Williams have put in has yielded fruit. And we still have one more at Upper Waterloo that we have some communications issue to resolve. And of course, the tilt meter at Richmond is functioning. So I think most people by now can expect a similar pattern going forward. And we continue to see this steady trend in the decrease in seismicity. So we've only had a few earthquakes in the last 24 hours. We still continue to see the steam emissions when conditions on the summit allow. Yesterday, another gas measurement was done, but we don't have that data processed yet.
Dr. Joseph says another team member, Dr. Karen Pascal, has been providing good support to the entire exercise.
She's a ground deformation specialist at the Montserrat Volcano Observatory, and her area of expertise is looking at ground deformation around the volcano in Montserrat, but she's been assisting with the monitoring and processing and analysis of the data here for the network in St. Vincent, along with colleagues at Trinidad. So while she's here, she also assists with gas measurements, the SO2 flux measurements, because this is something she also assists with in Montserrat. So she's been working alongside Lianca Henry, doing additional traverses here with her own instrumentation so that we can maintain checks on the instruments and how it functions, as well as the accuracy.
Director of the UWI Seismic Research Center, Dr. Yurasilo Joseph. She noted that activity at Lasso Freres remained low since the tremor associated with the explosion and ash venting in April this year. I'm Yolande Richards with today's Lasso Freres Volcano Update.